Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in and shining on today. We are going to help you conquer your stress. And Dr. Michael Roizen says it's stress that ages us.
Stress is the greatest ager of all. It shrinks your brain, causes your arteries to get hard and not function well, causes your immune system to not be able to fight cancers. So stress is the greatest ager we have.
And we'll hear more from Dr. Roizen, who's teamed up with financial whiz Gene Chatsky for the book called Age Proof. Tons of good advice in there. And to combat stress, you may want to try Qigong. I'm going to, an ancient tool for relaxing and stretching the body gently. Celtic shaman Nadia Nottingham, an energy healer and Qigong teacher who lives in New York City and Dutchess County, works throughout the U.S. and internationally. Nadia opens up Cold Spring's Mayfest each year, and she has a new tool to help us fight stress.
Yes, I have a new DVD, which is streaming online on the website Vimeo, which I'm sure many people know, V-I-M-E-O. It's a Qigong video of my work, which is combining Qigong with Celtic tree medicine.
I know a little bit about Qigong, although I've never done it. I am going to do it one day. And people, you know, can get a picture in their minds of those people standing out in the park, and it looks like they have an imaginary ball of energy that they're moving all around their body and through the air, right?
That's right, exactly.
But I've never heard of Celtic tree medicine, so why don't we start there?
In ancient times, shamanic times, when people were very much living with nature, before clocks kind of thing, the seasons were very much honored, as they were in all cultures. In the Celtic culture, the trees and the various times of the year, the trees were blooming or giving off their fruits. The trees were honored as beings that gave us their the fruits of their bodies, as it were. So that was my inspiration, because the basic pose of Qigong and Tai Chi, and similarly in yoga, is called the standing tree. In Qigong and Tai Chi, they're very much the foundational pose. So for me, growing up in Ireland, Casey, where, you know, we have a very temperate climate there. Mm-hmm. In Ireland, we have palm trees.
Wow.
It's hard for some people to believe when they first see palm trees in Ireland, but it's because we have the Gulf Stream there. Then, of course, we have our famous oak trees, and there are gardens which grow redwood trees from the United States. So it's an incredible country for huge, very ancient trees grow beautifully in Ireland. And my grandmother had an enormous pine tree in her garden. And that was one of my first sort of friends, was that tree. My practice has always inspired me to be in that sort of very foundational, grounded way of the old trees. And that's what Qigong teaches us, is to be like a tree.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can relate when you say that big old tree in your grandmother's yard was one of your first friends, because we've all had that time in nature when we were kids, that the greenery, the trees and the flowers and the grass, mm-hmm. they were our friends.
Yes, exactly. You mentioned moving the ball of energy that you see people doing.
Right.
There's also movements that are figure eights. So if you can imagine moving your arms in figure eights, that is the symbol of infinity. So a lot of Qigong movements, which are in my DVD, are in those figure eight movements. So you don't have to be an expert to do this practice. Anyone can make figure eights, whether you have one arm or two arms, or even making figure eight movements with your pelvis and your shoulders. And when you make that particular movement, it helps to free up blocked energy. So that's one of the beauties of doing something as simple as a figure eight movement. Anybody can do it.
And now we all need to just go to Vimeo.com and search on...
Put in Qigong and Celtic tree medicine. You'll find me in there.
Okay. So aside from thinking of the trees as our friends and silent beings, what else is this medicinal work all about?
Qigong is, the word qi means energy, with information in it. If you take your pulse, you know, the doctor takes your pulse, you can see, you can feel whether your heart rate is way up or if it's just at a normal level or if it feels very low. So that's a very easy way to think of energy with information in it.
Energy with information in it. Got it.
Yeah.
So what kind of information do we uncover when we're doing Tai Chi, or is it that we receive the information?
Well, it is that you actually uncover your own intelligence, deep, deep, sometimes hidden intelligence that's in the human body. Scientists are telling us now that, and for years they've been telling us that we're made of the stars, right? Do you remember Carl Sagan on Cosmos? He'd say, sure, we're made of star stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that theory is being proved more and more every day, that we are actually made from the stars. And that can be through the divine, or if you feel that you're more, have a more agnostic view, that just we're literally made from the stars,
right,
and the earth. And what Qigong and Tai Chi and most of these self-improvement practices help us to do is to awaken the third eye, which is our intuition, the place that's between the eyebrows. But it's really like, if you can imagine beaming a flashlight in between your eyebrows that goes back into the back of your skull, that is the passage, as it were, of the third eye. It's in between the hemispheres of the brain. It's a place where we want to awaken a relationship between the left and right side of the brain. So between our intelligence and our intuition, what that helps us to do is to awaken us to that ancient knowledge that we came into the world with, from the stars, from our ancestors, and from everything that's made of the earth and the stars together.
When, you know, it's so funny. When you speak of the third eye, I've always imagined a light of the third eye going out into the world to sort of, what would I call it?
Like
sense,
gather.
Yeah, sense, yeah. Potential.
Yeah.
Right? But,
yeah.
But you, when you gave that image of the light going back into the path,
mm-hmm,
into the brain to awaken between the hemispheres, that's, I've never heard that before.
You're not wrong about your image of it, because it really is a two-way street. We're going inside and outside. But the thing that we perhaps, as you've just said, haven't thought about so much is that we are the vessel of information ourselves. Yes, we can seek outside, but as most spiritual teachers would tell us, heavenly information is already inside.
That heavenly information is already inside. And everybody knows it on some level, I believe.
I believe that, yes.
Yes.
Casey,
we're all on the spectrum thereof, but we all know, like the line from my favorite poem, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here.
I have
love
a
that.
Chill.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, yes, I love that poem.
Now, tell us more. We've got Mayfest coming up, and you're going to do something very special this year.
This year, I'm doing a water prayer by the lake, and that is to remind us all that we are water beings, which I'm sure everyone on the planet knows that we are made of water. Our bodies are between 70% and 80% water, depending on your age. Young children have more water than we than some of us older beings. But we are water. We can live a long time without food. We can only live a very short time without water. The water is our most precious resource. We see the protests at the Dakota Pipeline all around the world. Water is being violated and taken over in many ways, incorporated. It's being taken over by corporate companies. It's very important for us to protect the water and remember that we are water.
Mm.
So any work that we do to protect the water is protecting ourselves and our children, our grandchildren, this is a prayer where we call in the directions, we call in the divine energy in the sky, we call in the Mother Earth, and we ask the water to remind us that it's our medicine, our first medicine.
Yes, yes. Did you see the movie The Big Short? It was about the financial collapse of just a few years ago.
Yes, I did. I saw it when it came out.
And at the end of the film, the man who predicted that this was going to happen, he is now putting all of his money in water stocks.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so he sees coming down the line that what you're talking about, the privatization or the corporatization of water, we might want to think about investing. Well, I hope he's wrong this time.
Yes,
I hope
I know.
He's wrong this time. Did you ever read the work of Dr. Emoto?
Yes, I have indeed.
Dr.
Yes.
Emoto, who believes that, you can change the makeup of water by praying over it.
Yeah.
To the negative and the positive, that water, when crystallized, responds to the stimuli that's around it. It's amazing, amazing work.
That's right, yes. And other people have done that work too. I feel it's the same with ourselves. When we send positive energy to another being or we think positively about ourselves, it helps us to heal and grow.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
Nadia,
yeah.
We will look for you on Vimeo. We're going to all get together and do your Tai Chi. No, your Qigong.
Qigong,
Your Qigong video. I'm so excited to start that practice. And we'll find you at the opening of Mayfest because you will be doing the water ceremony. I look forward to seeing you. I hope I see you before then.
Yes, thank you very much, Casey. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
NadiaNottingham.net and on Facebook, too. She is a gem. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for shining on today. I will be at Mayfest this year, May 26th through the 28th in Cold Spring. Visit mayfestny.com. I also want to invite you to join me at the Awaken Fair. It's in a couple weeks, Sunday, March 26th at the Doubletree in Tarrytown. I've been invited to give the keynote address at 11 a.m., so please come. I'd love to see you there. Then another date to note is May 7th, a Sunday. I'll be at Mount Carmel Hall in Verplank hosting Shine On, the Spring Expo. Lots of healers and vendors. Come shop for Mother's Day and check out the new line of Shine On products like bath salts and sage sprays. All the details at kcradio.com. Now, your money and your life. The book this week is Age Proof by Gene Chatsky and Dr. Michael Roizen. Their friend Dr. Oz wrote the foreword. Who named the book?
You know, neither one of us can take credit for the title, but both of us together can take credit for the subtitle. And the minute we heard the words Age Proof, we knew we were onto something.
So Age Proof is living longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. And really, Gene and I were on a TV show, a pilot for a TV show called The Experts. That TV show didn't go anyplace. But Gene and I learned so much from each other, on me on managing finances, her on health, that we decided to, and Gene, it was Gene's idea, to do this book together, which was how do we do this and how do we tell people the tips and the behaviors that will make them or allow them to become age-proof for the long haul.
All right. So where do we start? Can you give us a tip or two when we...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. And what we've done is organize the book around eight strategies that work to make you both healthier and wealthier. So automating is one of them. And you probably already automate saving. You automatically put money into your 401k or your other retirement accounts. We want you to do that for all of your financial goals, but we also want you to automate when it comes to your food choices. You should have, and Mike taught me this, you should have a couple of breakfasts and lunch that you can just automatically grab and go that you know are healthy foods that you love, that love you back. Then you just have to think about dinner. It makes life so much easier. It makes grocery shopping so much easier.
Brilliant. Automate. All right. And age-proof essentials. Let's talk about stress.
So stress is the greatest ager of all. It shrinks your brain, causes your arteries to get hard and not function well, causes your immune system to not be able to fight cancers. So stress is the greatest ager we have. And many stresses, such as we were stuck in traffic this morning getting to the studio. So you can meditate that away. You can breathe that away. You can, as long as you're not driving, do guided imagery around that. But for the major stresses, that is a health stress, a health problem, you've got to deal with the cholesterol, you've got to deal with the heart disease. For a financial problem, you've got to reduce the credit card debt, you've got to increase your emergency savings. Those you have to deal with head on. So there are different ways of dealing with the stress, but remember, we were programmed as humans to do the wrong thing, because stress in the old days was the woolly mammoth coming to the cave mouth and punching you, or you punching him. Mm-hmm. And if you punched him, you splurged and ate everything. And that's why the phrase, honey, I'm home, really meant something. It made you survive the day.
Right, it made you survive the day, yes.
Right? And so you splurged, and you splurged both, and we learned in our reptilian brain to splurge both in food and finance. That behavior doesn't help us now.
That's right. And so one of the strategies that we have in the book is learning how to manage your intake versus your outflow, inflow versus outflow. So the same strategies work, whether we're talking about managing the dollars that you're spending or managing the calories that you're consuming.
Right.
So we have four keys, for example, for preventing breaking a hip. It is jumping. It is eating leafy greens and getting a vitamin D supplement. So we go through these four, if you will, strategies on each one of the things. It is doing either a fall class or a stretching class, so you learn how to fall correctly. And it is getting a scan at age 50 for women, age 60 for men, to know when it is that you've got to really be serious about this if you're not already doing it, the wake-up call. We've got a bunch of strategies also, eight, for keeping your memory intact. So you want that large hippocampus, which is where memory goes through. It's the only organ in the body where size matters. And the great news is it's plastic. You can grow it. Plastic isn't a good word in finance, Jean's taught me.
That's true.
But it's a really good word in brain, because it means you can grow it. And we go through the strategies that you can use to grow it, including making your brain essentially 20 years younger. There's a specific fat, DHA, 900 milligrams a day, specific vitamins you want to help with your brain. There's a specific game, double decision, that is a speed of processing game. There's specific things you can do that help grow your hippocampus, including physical activity, that make you younger and help you to keep the mind you want and become age-proof.
I'm holding this book so tightly, I don't want to give it away. Dr. Michael Roizen and Jean Chatsky, I am so glad you two are together, and we've got to face our finances and face our fears and our food, because once we look at it, we can fix it, right?
That's absolutely right. And if you're looking for more information on any of this, we've got a bunch of healthy recipes for foods that love you back at walnuts.org. We've also got a lot of additional age-proof information at ageproof.life.
Ageproof.life. Great. Good. You two continue to do your good work. I think this is going to be a long and happy union with you.
We hope
great.
So, too.
And we hope you'll join us, too.
We are on the road together. You got it. I'm by your side.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
I would follow them anywhere. Ageproof.com has more. Jean Chatsky and Dr. Michael Roizen. And finally, Susan Chasen of the Organic Teaching Kitchen is here to tell us what we are doing wrong at breakfast time, and that is
fueling their body with sugar. Bagels, muffins, cereal, all anti-nutrients are consumed at that time.
All right, so if I'm having a bagel, I would think that's carbs, but you say that's sugar.
It's sugar. So these carbs are refined carbs. There's nothing natural about them. And they basically just bloat you. They bloat your belly.
All right. But every now and then it's okay to have a bagel, right?
Every now and then everything's okay to do.
Okay. What's a great way to start the morning nutritionally for breakfast?
So I think people start with coffee in the morning, right? People usually go to coffee first thing. And I like to start my morning with hot water and lemon. And I'll put some ginger in there, too.
Is it bad to start your day with coffee?
Nothing is bad. But if you need coffee to jumpstart your day, you have to think twice about that.
So could I change my diet so I wouldn't need coffee to jumpstart my day?
Yes. But it takes time.
Okay.
It doesn't happen overnight. I stopped drinking coffee. I don't think coffee is the nemesis, but I think when you're using it to fuel yourself, to get that rush, to get that get up and go, you have to think about that. So the other part about coffee is people usually add in sugar and milk and or those coffee creamers, which are so high in sugar.
Okay.
And other artificial ingredients.
So we should avoid that.
Avoid that, definitely.
So if we don't want to start the day with sugar, maybe we could have black coffee or tea or what you do, which is hot water with lemon and ginger. But what should we eat?
I would start out with protein. So a good source of protein would be eggs. You can have any type of eggs you want. And yes, include the yolk, because the yolk has so many nutrients in it. It has lutein. So eat an egg, a hard-boiled egg. You can have a smoothie. A good high-protein smoothie would be almond milk, preferably homemade. Almond butter. You can add in some greens, leafy greens. Spinach, you won't even taste it. A banana, you can always sprinkle in some chia seeds or flax seeds, which is great fiber, and will give you energy also. You could start that way.
Almond milk, almond butter,
a banana. To sweeten it. Okay, so that's where you're getting your sugar from, but it's all natural.
Chia, flax, anything you want to sprinkle in there, and a handful of greens.
Yes, that would be a perfect breakfast.
Susan Chasen of the Organic Teaching Kitchen in Croton, a fun place for parties for foodies of all ages. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for shining on today. We'll be right back with some special announcements and your thought for the day.
Do you ever wonder why some people seem to have it all? Well, I've discovered their secret. It all comes down to setting intentions, which is no more than thinking a certain thing on purpose. By doing that, you are creating a future event that draws you towards itself. I create my prosperous, healthy world on purpose now every day, and here's how you can, too. I call it the no-fail formula for everything. First, be clear about what you want and define it in terms that are positive and in the present tense. Setting an intention should feel good. Second, be certain that your intention will be carried out. Have faith and let it go. Third, repeat your intentions daily with focus and attention. Convince yourself. Fourth, when you notice how things begin to move in your direction, focus on your success. And finally, take action when you feel drawn towards something. An intention pulls you towards your future goal and may come in the form of an idea or a spontaneous desire to do something. So make setting intentions a part of your daily life and have it all. You can purchase a copy of the Live and Learn Guide to Mapping Your Destiny, How to Use the Amazing Power of Intention, at www.liveandlearnguides.com.
Hi, I'm Avina. I'm 7 years old and I'm blind. I love gymnastics, piano, public speaking, and riding on the trail bike with my dad. You can help me live the life I want.
Help Ravina and other blind people by making a tax-deductible donation of your used car, truck, or almost anything with wheels to the National Federation of the Blind. Your donation will help ensure a brighter future for blind children and adults. Just call 855-659-9314. That's 855-659-9314. Or visit carshelpingtheblind.org. That's carshelpingtheblind.org. We will arrange to have the donated vehicle picked up and provide you with a tax-deductible receipt. And if you know someone who is blind that can use our help, email nfb@nfb.org.
Blindness does not hold me back at all. Donate today.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for shining on. We've got a lot of great things coming up. Now remember, save the dates, March 26th, the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown, and May 7th, the Shine On Expo in Verplank. Get details at kcradio.com. Finally, our thought for the day from Mark Twain, who said, "The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want to, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not." 'Tis true. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.